And that is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. And now here's your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor.
Birds.
I had to cue the control room that it was
right.
Time to sing.
It's time to bounce, yeah.
Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody.
Yeah.
And a beautiful Saturday morning.
It is pleasant.
Let's start out with our trivia question. What bird has the longest migration route? Just in pure miles, what species of bird migrates the furthest? And if you can answer that question correctly, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend, available exclusively at Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a pal with you, your meal is half price. And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar with beautiful art done by the plein air group of local artists. Each month, a painting depicts the one of the Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy preserves here in our corner of the world. It's truly a work of art. So you get a bag of bird seed from our friend at Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. And you get a Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. And all you've got to do is to tell us what bird is the greatest traveler in the avian world. 382-4280-877. 382-4280 are the numbers to call. If you think you know what bird makes the longest migration of any bird on the planet.
All right, good question. And we had calls right off the bat. Let's see if Richard in Kalamazoo has the answer. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Yes, good morning.
How you doing?
Just fine, sir. Thank you.
Do you have a guess for us?
Yes, and it's strictly a guess. I'd say the Siberian goose.
No, I'm sorry. It's not a close guess, but no, that's not the correct answer. But thanks for taking a shot, Richard.
Thanks, Roger.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Let's go to Ed in Portage with a guess. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, Ed. How you doing?
Super. Hey, is that Arctic tern?
And we have a winner.
Wow.
Yes, they actually circumnavigate the world. They spend their the winter in the Arctic and Antarctic, only they go where winter's not. So when it's winter in the Arctic, they go to the Antarctic, and when it gets cold there, they go back to the Arctic.
And they're kind of a small bird, aren't they?
Yeah.
Size-wise?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know how big they are. I just heard that one time when I was on the radio. Somebody was talking about this little bird that goes all over, but I don't know how big they are.
Yeah. They are roughly the size of a seagull, a small seagull. No, they're not a particularly large bird, but during the course of the year, they go from one end of the planet to the other, and that is the longest migration of any bird. For getting that right, Ed, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend at Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar. Hold on, Ed. We're going to send you back in to our buddy Matt. He'll need some information, and then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
All right. Well done, Ed. Second call in.
Yeah.
And we got a winner.
We got some sharp people out there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I don't think he would have even had time to look up the answer.
No.
I think he just knew the answer. Yeah, yeah. You got to have some respect for listeners.
Absolutely,
here.
And I do.
Well, let's take this call from Karen.
Yes. And good morning, Karen.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Is it safe to buy the just regular human trail mix that is nuts and dried fruit and put that out for the birds? Or is it processed in some way that would hurt them over the winter?
Well, the only thing that would hurt them is the nuts are likely salted. And
okay.
Birds have no ability to excrete sodium from their bodies whatsoever. And as doctors warn us humans to watch our salt intake, you can cause health problems with birds, for birds, by offering them salted nuts. And so if your trail mix is unsalted, it would be just fine.
Okay.
I don't know that they're going to eat the M&Ms or the other stuff that's...
Fruit and nuts, I could buy the dried fruit separately and then buy unsalted nuts.
Yeah.
Like sunflower, pumpkin seeds and things like that.
Yeah. The birds would be a lot better off if you don't offer them salted nuts.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for checking that out, Karen.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. Offering birds anything that is salted. That's why you shouldn't use soft water in your bird bath, because we replace the natural minerals with salt, and that makes it taste nasty to humans. At least I don't like soft water to drink. And but in the case of birds, it's potentially a health problem because you're inundating their little bodies with sodium. Make plans to bring your family to Waddell's next Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, for the annual Autumn Festival and Kids Days at the Garden Center. The kids will love the petting zoo featuring goats and rabbits, a pony, sheep, chickens, and even a mini donkey. There'll also be a straw maze, a hay wagon ride, face painting, and back by popular demand, a catapult shooting pumpkins across Waddell's parking lot. The cost is just $3 per child or $8 for the whole family. With each entry, you get a $3 coupon to use in any garden center purchase. There'll also be the popular Stuff a Scarecrow station. Bring in your old jeans, a flannel shirt, and a pillowcase for the face, and Waddell's will provide the straw, twine, stakes, and help for just $3 more. Also, for decorating the entrance to your home, stop at the Porch Pot Pansy Planting Party Station. That's easy to say. Bring in a pot or get a new one at Waddell's, then plant a beautiful pot of pansies and fall flowers to take home. Check Waddell's.com for more information and join the fun at the annual Autumn Festival and Kids Days next Saturday, 10 to 7 on Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is located on Texas Drive at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Well, fall's finally here, and there's plenty of beautiful days ahead at the River Lake Inn. For September, Chef Mark Bailey will offer, count them, two, not one, two tantalizing features. The first, the very popular fresh lake perch. That's my wife's favorite. Succulent fillets, lightly battered and pan-fried. The second is the mushroom bourbon sirloin steak. That's mine. A beautiful aged certified Black Angus steak topped with fresh mushrooms and a delicious bourbon sauce. Both features come with your choice of potato and their full salad bar. And make sure to sample one of their wonderful appetizers and Anita's delicious homemade desserts. And starting Sunday, January 5th, the River Lake Inn will offer its third annual Sunday Supper Club. 10 consecutive Sundays of interesting talks and presentations, followed by the perfect Sunday evening of a meal of soup and a sandwich. For details, visit riverlakeinn.com. Be sure to sign up now since registration is limited. Come and enjoy a relaxing stroll through the gardens, ponds, and nature trails with family and friends at Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
Well, let's go back to the phones, Raj. We have Kathy in Portage. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Roger?
I'm fat and sassy.
Well, you know, I always say some things never change.
Yeah, yes.
I'm calling because you were talking about not giving anything to the birds that might contain salt.
Uh-huh.
And with water softeners, would that also pertain to not using tap water when you're doing your hummingbird mix?
Oh, yes. If your tap water is soft water, yes, you do not want to use soft water to make your nectar, because that will dramatically increase the amount of salt that your hummingbird is taking in. And they take in an awful lot of nectar compared to their body size, because they live a really high-energy lifestyle. And so, yeah, I would not suggest using soft water to make your hummingbird nectar.
Okay, great. Thank you, Roger.
Hey, that's a good point. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
And don't rush to take your hummingbird feeder down. I've still got a female that's coming to my feeder regularly. There's a lot of myths about feeding birds. One of them is that if you don't take your feeder down, the birds won't migrate. Absolutely not true. Migration is a hormonal activity. Most bird behavior is, in fact, regulated by hormones. And body fat is an integral part of their hormone system. And so when a bird puts on enough weight that it triggers their hormones to actually tell them to migrate, if you take your feeder down, if it has any impact at all, it may cause a bird to stay here later than normal. Because if you remove a food source that they're used to having in their territory, that makes food harder to find. And if food's harder to find, they take longer to put the weight on. They need to trigger their hormones to start migration. And even if your bird leaves, we've got the birds that are north of here still filtering through. They recognize a hummingbird feeder. And the rule of thumb is to leave your feeder up for 2 weeks after you see your last hummingbird. And in my case, that generally means I take my feeder down in the middle part of October. And so don't rush to take it down. You will not lure birds into harming themselves by staying here too long. Make your own hummingbird nectar. The commercial nectars offer convenience, but nothing else that you can't create in your kitchen with regular non-genetically modified sugar. And most of the sugar beet sugar that we see now in our stores is genetically modified, and we don't know what impact that will have on birds. And so just use regular cane sugar and make it 4-to-1. And don't put in any food coloring. You don't need it. There's plenty of red on your feeder. You don't need to add to the bird's toxic load by adding in any food coloring. And our phone lines are open, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you've got any questions, we have a couple of minutes we could take questions. But, yeah, the hummingbirds are leaving. And the males, for the most part, that I had been seeing during the summer have already departed. And they leave first. The females are next to leave. And the last to leave are the juveniles. The juveniles have the most weight to put on before their hormones tell them to migrate. And as a result, they're the ones who will leave the latest. And that's not just true of hummingbirds. That's true of all species. Unless they all migrate together, like in the case of geese, then it is the juveniles that are last to leave.
Looks like we got time for one more call here. Grandpa John on the line. Good morning.
Hey, Grandpa John, how you doing, and what have you seen this week?
Well, hey, goody. Great egret.
All right. Where did you see that?
Wilkerson Lake.
Okay. Okay.
There's that whole body of water starts out there north and east of, or west of Clover Hill.
Uh-huh.
And I think one time that was right after the glaciers, that was probably all one lake.
Sure.
Jones, sure. Wilkinson, Cloverdale, and Long. And
yeah.
All righty. That's it.
I appreciate your sighting. I, too, had an interesting sighting this week. I had a Swainson's thrush working the ground underneath a row of pine trees that I have in my yard. Not a rare bird, but like the great egret, certainly an interesting bird to see nearby. That's going to do it for Birdwatch this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 3.
All right. Thank you, Raj, and thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Tune in next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road, and by the River Lake Inn, located near Colden. Coming up next, CBS and local news, then Around the Home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. Birds.